Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And so happy to have William Shatner back on the program. Is there anybody on the planet who doesn't know the name William Shatner? I mean, honestly. The guy, he's been everywhere. He's done everything. Bill, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm so well, and I'm delighted to be talking to you again. And, of course, hopefully being heard by a large number of young people in the forces around the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They love hearing from you. And, you know, this has got to be a blast for you, what you're doing now. With the Q&A and your screen, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and then you come out on stage. And, are you just having a ball?
Yes. What you've just described is having a ball, no question about it. Now, what is interesting, and I'm sure it applies to all of us, but especially to the armed forces, technology has changed incredibly quickly in the last short while, year or two. And that
every
changes
day.
In broadcasting, for example, AI and streaming has forced the actors and up to now the writers to strike in order to penetrate for demands that have come about because of the change in technology. I know from reading the newspapers how much that change in technology applies to the armed forces. So everything is changing. All the things you learned before, technologies you learned before, have changed. There's just the use of non-inhabited technologies we were flying.
Drones. The drone strikes.
What? Drones. I'm referring to drones and drone-like vehicles, tanks, boats, planes, with nobody inside, and a trained observer making decisions that the crew would have made.
Yeah.
Totally new. And it's a whole new world out there.
Yeah.
That applies to the entertainment industry. So the actors are on strike to get benefits that they should get because of the changes. So that being the case, and since there's a picket line, literally and figuratively, I'm forbidden to talk specifically about films of Star Trek and things about Star Trek. So I can't be promoting Star Trek per se, but I can talk about things I'm doing, things I did that you'll have to figure out when I did them. Did they apply to those shows? Exactly. There's a kind of behind the
right
laughter that we will have when I'm appearing in front of an audience, you know what I mean?
Well, but that's the best, and kind of bringing it full circle there too, Bill. You know, it's back to you on stage answering questions and talking to people. I mean, forget the technology. I still miss full service, gas stations. You know, why not bring those back?
Exactly. And maybe they will come back as a result of, because technology is removing, to a large degree, the human element.
Yes.
We need to have somewhere to place that human element that only a person, a human being, can do in a spontaneous, intelligent, formulated way that humans can do that machines can't.
You know, I was just listening to the very best of William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. And my favorite selection is It Was a Very Good Year. Just outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah. I had fun doing that song.
That was so good. It's tough to dance to. That's my only concern.
It's tough to what? To dance to.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you try, a little tiptoeing through the daisies there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I
understand what you're saying.
We're talking to William Shatner here in the National Defense. He's on his his tour right now. And if you check the website to see if he's coming to your area, I know that a couple of the cities that we're broadcast in, especially Rockford, Illinois, you're going to be there. Do you have a favorite story to tell, or are they just all great?
Well, I have so many over the years. I've told so many stories that got laughs and or insights, and then somehow I dropped them and more, and then every so often I think I haven't told that story in a long time, and so it's continuously evolving. For example, since I'm forbidden to talk specifically about Star Trek, I've evolved a whole technological series of stories, starting with the rebellion my phone gave me one night when I depended on it not only for the phone and for numbers and my ticket on my airplane I did the next morning, and but my alarm. You can't depend on a hotel calling you. You have to depend on your phone. And my phone wouldn't close, wouldn't open, wouldn't shut down, wouldn't shut up. The technology absolutely said to me, with his finger in the air, screw you. And I had to outsmart my technology. So how I did it and what I did, and other technological advances that have been made in the last year that carry with it a story, I'm able to do that.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about. I hate it when my Apple Watch tells me it's time to stand. It's time to stand. I'm on the toilet. I'm on the toilet.
Right.
You know, have you recovered from your real life voyage into space?
Well, what happened to me on the voyage up there was more emotional than anything else. There were certain physical things that scared the hell out of you. Hydrogen being one of them.
Yeah.
The Hindenburg burned because of hydrogen. That's unrecoverable from the emotional aspect. And the emotional aspect was I saw more clearly than ever, and I had seen this 60 years ago when I read Rachel Carson's The Silent Spring, of the condition of the Earth. And I saw with great clarity and with great sadness the disintegration of our incredibly beautiful planet because of mankind. I came down with that great grief. And no, I have not overcome that. I'm more frightened about what's happening in the next 50 years than ever before.
You know, I'm just now reading the new book about Elon Musk, and boy, when you go back and you tap into his childhood and his upbringing, all of a sudden things about him make a lot of sense. Have you ever met him?
Yeah, that makes sense. But you know, who cares if you're denying global warming? You're a friggin' idiot.
Yeah,
you're on a death.
Right.
You're on a death course. I mean, if you're advocating anti-Semitism, which he says he's not, you're an idiot. I mean, it just isn't so.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, for the accomplishments that he has made, it's just it's kind of a personality thing with him. And,
he's a genius.
He's a genius.
He's a genius.
Right.
And he's affected the world in this technological stuff that he's doing, including all those satellites that he's put out there. But he's also making judicial judgments on who's going to occupy the satellites. That's not good for one man to have all that power.
Right, right. Yeah. Hey, listen, look who's talking. I mean, you're William Shatner. Look how much power you have.
Yeah, but he's got the satellites.
That's true. That's true. He's no Ranger Bob on Howdy Doody, I can tell you that.
No, he's no Ranger Bob. He could be. You know, if the right people got to him, because he's a chameleon, as against comedian. He could change, and he'll change. He will change. He's a young man.
Yeah, it's he's on a special journey, that's for sure. Listen, Bill, it's always great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for the time. Continued best of luck with your tour. That's just such a great idea. And make sure that you check the website to find out if William Shatner's coming to a town near you, because you're going to love it. There's VIP tickets.
You'll have a lot of fun, I promise.
Absolutely, man.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.